the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Looking at where Springfield, Missouri is now, in many ways does not directly reflect the past. That's what you may find as you read Springfield's Urban Histories, Essays on the Queen City of the Missouri Ozarks. The new Moon City Press essay compilation, now available for pre-order and available widely in early November, opens the pages of our city's history. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today I have its editor, Dr. Stephen McIntyre, professor of history at Missouri State University, as my guest to share more about this book.
I'm trained as an American labor historian, but I was hired to teach Missouri history here. And one of the things I said when I came was that I had an interest in Springfield's history, but there has not been a lot written about the history of Springfield. I mean, amateur history enthusiasts have written some things, a couple of books and things like that, but professional historians in particular have written very little about Springfield. There are no books written by professional historians, and only about maybe a dozen articles. So this volume kind of reflects an effort locally of myself and a number of historians here at Missouri State, a sociologist at Missouri State, a couple of former students, a professor at Drury, a professor at OTC, to publish work that we already started working on in one volume. Instead of sending off to academic journals where the public would never see it, right, we'd bring it together in one book as a collection of essays about the history of the community. It's a kind of a reflection, I think, of the public affairs spirit here at Missouri State.
The 11 essays included in this volume offer the most authoritative account yet published of the distinctively urban history of Springfield, Missouri. McIntyre explains a little more about what to expect.
I like to say there's something here for everybody, right? Whatever, because history is, you know, the history of everything that's happened in Springfield. I mean, that's pretty broad, right? So there are kind of traditional subjects. There's an article by William Garrett Piston, a Civil War historian at Missouri State, and John Rutherford, who works at Springfield Public Libraries, about the Battle of Springfield. Going to be out just in time for the sesquicentennial of that battle in January. So there's an article about the Wild Bill Hickok gunfight on the square and its impact on legal history. So kind of traditional subjects like that. But there's also subjects I think that are going to surprise and maybe shock some readers. There's several articles about Springfield's labor history. Springfield in the early 20th century was probably the strongest labor town in the state. And there's an article about the gay and lesbian community in Springfield in the period after World War II up to the present and the struggles of that community to create a community and to advance the cause of civil rights. There's an article about music in the Ozarks and KWTO's role in promoting local performers. There's an article about the creation of Evangel College out of the grounds of the O'Reilly Hospital. I know the public television station just did a special about O'Reilly Hospital, and this article talks about how that ended up as Evangel University.
McIntyre expects that the average Springfieldian might be surprised by the history of the politics of the area.
Most people tend to read Springfield's history backwards, I like to say, right? Lay people who have an interest in history but aren't trained historians tend to look for antecedents of the present in the past, right? And kind of work from an assumption that Springfield must have always been kind of like it is today. But the past is really a very different place. We like to say it's like a foreign country. They do things differently there. And so I think people will be shocked when they read the volume and they find out not only was Springfield a very strong labor town, but in the 1930s, Springfield was represented in the U.S. Congress by a left-wing New Dealer Democrat by the name of Reuben Wood, who was a local labor leader who was serving at that time and served for many, many years as president of the Missouri State Federation of Labor. And I think most people just assume Springfield must have always been politically conservative. It is now, seems unquestionably. And so in thinking about the past, I think many people just sort of assume, well, that must have always been the case, as if it was kind of in the water. You know, you moved to Springfield and you were politically conservative. But context matters a lot.
While it may only be speculation, McIntyre has a theory on the tipping point behind the shift in the politics.
So I think the absence of those CIO unions and the absence of a large civil rights movement, civil rights activity in the community, there was no countervailing force against the emergence of that kind of conservatism and reaction against those two phenomena that happened in the post-war era.
The book is available for pre-order on the internet and will be available widely in early November. That was Dr. Stephen McIntyre, professor of history at Missouri State University, and I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.